place when I'm with you. But I love it. But I love it.
What's up, everybody? Big Mike the Don here. And once again, your favorite foodie is back in the building, Miss Marissa.
What's up, everyone? We're here tonight on Super Bowl Sunday, and we're watching the game.
Watching the halftime show, but Marissa wanted to do this podcast just to talk shit. So go ahead, Marissa.
I hated that. Yeah? I hated the halftime show.
Why'd you hate it?
Well, for one, I have a lot of questions. That's really my main thing. I have a lot of questions. Maybe if I understood it better, then I wouldn't hate on it so much.
Okay.
I don't understand why The Weeknd was dressed like Michael Jackson. He didn't do anything Michael Jackson related.
He did a couple of the leg little,
you know, yeah, but not enough to be dressed like him.
No.
Like, I thought he was going to perform some Michael Jackson songs. I was excited.
I didn't think he was going to do Michael Jackson songs. I thought he was just going to at least, you know, dance. I thought he was going to do some, you know, maybe a moonwalk.
You know that couple song.
Leg kicks.
You know the song, the Michael Jackson song, what the heck is it called? It's like, they don't really care about us. I thought that when they all lined up on the field in like lines, that they were going to start doing that dance routine. Because that's like a dance routine. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know. Whatever. Either way. Yes, I don't get that. I didn't love the little like fun maze thing.
No,
that was going
weird,
on.
Man.
I was getting weird. A little nauseous.
Yeah, yeah. That gave me a little bit of anxiety. I didn't like how they all like started bumping into each other. It was very
I felt like I was like suffocating.
I don't know why they were making it so chaotic. It was weird. It was a really weird show. And honestly, I don't know. Like, I like The Weeknd. I'm not a Weeknd hater, but I'm not really like crazy into his music. But, you know, I just respect him because he does have like a Michael Jackson-esque to him. And I love Michael Jackson.
Right.
But, you know, you dress up like Michael Jackson. You do a couple in-and-outs with your feet, but that was it. There really wasn't much. He didn't do much dancing at all. He just did a lot of walking around, and you know, he had all those dudes bumping into each other. It was fucking weird.
Right.
It
even when they were out on the field, and they were like at one point just running in circles. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I question now, like, does he compare himself to Michael Jackson? Like, do people compare him? Oh, he does?
He idolizes Michael Jackson, of course.
I don't know.
It was just weird. It was really strange. I just thought because he had the whole red, you know, he had a red suit on. He had, like, these black gloves on.
It was the whole outfit, even the shoes,
I think. And I thought he was really going to step up and do some crazy stuff, you know, some crazy dance moves. That's all I wasn't looking for him to do any Michael Jackson songs. I was just looking for him to do some Michael Jackson dance moves. That's really something. What I was looking for. But
something to make it like relevant. Like, I don't understand again why he was dressed like that. Whatever.
It is what it is. I know I have the game on too still right now. Tom Brady, you know, going into the second half by, well, now he's up by what? He's up 12 points. Yeah. The guy is amazing. That first quarter, he put together three touchdowns. Him and Gronk had two touchdowns back to back, and then him and AB had a touchdown. It was great. I know Marissa's not really into the game like that. That's why she wanted to jump on and just talk about the halftime show, you know?
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, if I had to make a choice, I would say I want the Chiefs to win. Because, like, everybody else, maybe not everybody else, but, like, a lot of people, I'm tired of seeing Tom Brady win the Super Bowl.
I don't care if Tom Brady wins or not. I kind of want to see Tom Brady win. Why not? He's the old dude facing the young cat, and, you know, he's looking great right now. He's with a brand new team. You know, everybody said that Brady couldn't do it without Belichick, and now Brady's in the Super Bowl. Belichick didn't even make the playoffs.
He definitely is proving that he is, like, the greatest of all time.
He's
like,
killing.
I'm not, you know, disputing that. I'm just, I want to see somebody else win. Like, it's like every other year Tom Brady wins the Super Bowl.
He deserves it. He's playing really good. He's not the Tom Brady he was a few years ago, but he's still
still really good.
The game right now, the way he's playing is he's controlling this game, and that's Tom Brady to the fullest. He's getting in the heads of the Chiefs. The Chiefs are committing a lot of penalties, you know, and he's just doing what he can. Only thing I can say is this is what happened last year in the 49ers, and then the Chiefs came back and won the game. So
yeah, I was just gonna say, do you think they have a chance of winning still?
I would say, I don't know, it's different when you're playing against somebody strategic like Tom Brady, and the Bucks are stacked. Like, that's a stacked team. That team is ridiculously stacked. I don't know. I honestly don't. And, like, right now, boom, right up the middle. Damn. That was Gronk, too? Gronk is killing. He's going to have a fucking hell of a game right now.
He's having a good game.
Tom Brady and Gronk, they did that on purpose. Gronk was like, oh, you thought I was just the fucking old tight end coming to play with Brady. Nah, I'm about to win me another Super Bowl. Look at that. That was a beautiful play. We're at the third quarter right now. Just watch Gronk break it right up the middle for like, what is that, like 30 yards. Beautiful play.
Is it? Yeah.
Almost 30 yards. But I definitely want to see Tom Brady win. I don't care.
I really don't care either. I don't really have a dog in this fight.
Look at this. Look at that. Touchdown. Wow. Oh, my God.
So now they're up 27.
There you go. No, Leonard Fournette.
27-9. They'll go for the field goal. We'll get the point.
Yeah. No, the Bucs are playing extremely good right now. But
yeah.
But either way, like I said, the reason I don't hate Tom Brady so much is because I'm a Giants fan, and the Giants have beaten him twice in the Super Bowl. I have nothing to prove against Tom Brady. It's not like I have a spite against him. You know, he's never beat the Giants in the Super Bowl. And, you know, I want to see the, you know, he's kind of, for being the greatest of all time, they kind of made him the underdog going into this. So I want to see him, you know?
Yeah?
The Chiefs were definitely favored to win. Definitely. There's no way. The Chiefs have a great team, too, and they have Patrick Mahomes. He's supposed to be the next
Tom Brady.
He's the next Tom Brady. That's what they say, you know?
Yeah.
But Tom Brady's saying you can't be the next Tom Brady until the real Tom Brady leaves the game.
He wants to play till he's 50? So is that like another, like, almost like decade?
He has no aspirations to quit. He has none. He just looks great. He's for his age, look at him. He looks like he's in his 30s.
Right.
Like his early 30s. Like, not
Gronk's old. Spring chicken.
No, I think he's in his mid-30s.
Gronk Hatton.
Yeah, I don't think he's that old. But, the Chiefs are supposedly, you know, on their way to win it, you know, and I just don't see them doing it. I don't think they're going to pull it off now that I'm seeing how the Bucks are coming out. Patrick Mahomes has got to have some magic. You know, he's the State Farm guy. You know that? He does the State Farm commercials.
Does he really?
Patrick Mahomes, yeah. Take out that Patrick deal right now to win this game.
Yeah, he's going to make a miracle happen.
Yeah, he definitely does.
For real.
But other than the actual Super Bowl itself, you know, what is my favorite part about Super Bowl? The Super Bowl platter. And I will say, Munchies by Marissa, you know, she had to make one of the best platters there was. So I'm going to let her explain it.
Thank you. So I made crispy string beans, Parmesan string beans with some spicy ranch. I made some loaded french fries. I made little pierogies. What else? Oh, I made a little bruschette on some sourdough toast with some balsamic vinegar, some sour cream for dipping. Not for the bruschette, for the pierogies and for the fries, just to clarify. But yeah. It was pretty good. I think I outdid myself, if I do say so myself.
She even had a fancy new cutting board.
Yes. I have a fancy new cutting board. So how big is that thing? Display. I feel like it's like 2.5, 2 feet, 3 feet.
It's probably like 3 or 4 feet.
No.
It's pretty big.
Well, maybe with the handle, too. Big-ass
cutting board.
It's more like a display board. I don't think I'll ever actually use it as a cutting board.
No. We can use it for sushi.
That's a good idea. We can make, like, sushi platters. Oh, my God. And we have the sushi maker.
Oh, she's going to cry.
I am going to cry.
She's going to cry. She cries over little things.
It's the little things in life that keep us going.
No, but that was definitely a very elegant Super Bowl, you know, display, you know, because we were at the house. We were going to go to, you know, my friend's house tonight for the Super Bowl, but New Jersey doesn't want to cooperate with us and it fucking snowed. So stuck in the house. She woke up after taking like a few hours nap and she came out. I'm going to make a platter. All right, let's go.
It was very spur of the moment.
It was spur of the moment, but it was good.
But I think I pulled through.
It was almost vegetarian, too.
Almost vegetarian.
Almost,
there was just some bacon on the loaded fries. She threw some bacon in there.
But I think vegetarians secretly like bacon, so.
I don't know. I don't think, well, maybe. I think, this is controversial, but I think that vegetarians like meat in general. Like vegetarians that, like, you know, used to eat meat, I feel like most of them, I don't think they stopped eating meat because they don't like it. I think that vegetarians like meat.
They want to save the cows.
I guess maybe there's some that don't, or I don't know.
Well, I think if you don't eat meat for a long time, then you might not like the taste of it.
Well, yeah, it might be weird.
I feel like you probably get like an irony taste after a while. I think we're just accustomed to eating it, so we don't really taste that.
But I feel like if, like, tomorrow I decided to go vegetarian,
yeah,
like 10 years from from now, if somebody was like, and I still hadn't eaten it, and somebody was like, oh, you know, whatever, blah, 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 bacon. And like, they go on about how much they loved bacon. I'm not going to sit there and be like, oh, bacon's disgusting.
I don't know how anybody, can't like bacon. That's one thing. Bacon is the most, one of the most delicious things in the world. Just like people who say they don't like pork roll. Fucking weird.
I
don't know.
I can kind of agree with the pork roll thing. I like pork roll, but I can't eat a large amount of it.
It is one of the most delicious meats in the whole world. And anybody not from the East Coast, Jersey area, pork roll is basically, Taylor ham. If you don't know what Taylor ham is, it's basically a circular piece of pork, really thin slice, yeah, right out the pork belly, and it's straight up cook that thing up. You put it on everything, bagel or a roll with some cheese and some egg. Hold the egg if you're Marissa, because she don't like eggs either.
I'm trying. I've been eating some egg.
Vegetarians eat eggs, right? That's vegans. I think it's, vegans don't eat eggs.
Yeah, I don't know. I think so. I think you're right. I think you're right, because I don't know. I feel like eggs are one of those things that's like probably like a gray area. I know vegetarians that don't eat eggs, but then I do know vegetarians that do eat eggs. I just
wonder, like, you know, I know people that don't eat meat, okay? So you don't eat meat, you don't like meat, all right, I get it. But, like, there's, like, a certain nutritional value that comes in meat that you have to make up somehow. Right,
yeah, you take supplements. Yeah. Well, you don't have to, but I think a lot of people take supplements or you have to eat an excess of other things.
But I feel like it's harder to do that than it is to be just, like, a straight meat eater and taking supplements for, like, vegetables. Because I feel like there's so many more supplements out there that can mimic vegetables and mimic meat.
I don't know.
I mean, you have to drink like protein powder and shit like that. You take
like an iron pill?
Yeah, but you also need protein and stuff too. There's not a lot of protein in vegetables.
True. Mm. I don't know.
It's weird. I've always thought about, oh, maybe I could do a vegetarian, and then I realized that I just can't. I love meat too much. I love it, and yeah, I can't stop eating it.
I give people a lot of credit though. I like, especially vegans. Like, that's like a whole lifestyle thing. Like, you could be a vegetarian, I feel like it's definitely different, but it's not as extreme. I feel like if you're vegan, like, you, there's so many things you cannot.
Well, one of the biggest things they said about vegans and vegetarians and stuff is that they live a healthier lifestyle. But I've recently, as of not that long ago, found out that it's actually not that healthy.
I've heard that it's not as healthy as people,
because most people think, okay, I'm not eating meat, so they, you know, being a vegetarian doesn't mean you can't have carbs and stuff. You can still eat breads and chips and
sugar
and all this other stuff. You know, like, the actual real healthy way to go is the balance vegetables and meat and some grains and stuff like that.
That's why they say all of these, like, diet, not that being a vegetarian or a vegan is a diet, but like like the keto diet and like the Atkins diet, like things like that, where you like totally omit certain things. They're not good. Like, they're not that. I mean, the Atkins diet is just no carb, right?
It's no carbs, no, but you can eat meats and fats and everything else like that. Basically saying you can eat whatever the fuck you want.
Right. They still make stuff.
They do, yeah.
They still make bars and like probably other stuff. I've seen the bars.
I think they're less strict on the carbs now. I feel like they do.
Like, they do have some carbs now?
Right. Well, now the new carb wave is like keto, right? That's non-carb.
I think that's non-carb.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure keto. But keto is like like Atkins to the extreme, you know?
I've heard such negative things about the keto diet.
I heard you can lose weight really fast, but
But like, as far as from like a health, like you could lose weight really fast not eating anything, but that doesn't mean it's healthy. You know what I mean? Like,
but the thing about what people say, let's not eat carbs, and that's the thing that really fucking blows my mind, is when you're like, oh, let's not eat carbs. All right, like, you know, just doing, you know, in college, I did go to college and I did take a lot of health classes. You learn that carbs is the most efficient way to break down energy in your body.
They're like the fuel.
Right. So if you're not intaking carbs, and you're supposed to have, don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure it's like 120 grams of carbs a day just to have normal brain function. Like, optimized brain function, you need a bunch of carbs. If you don't, and your body is constantly burning off the fat, it literally breaks, that's what the keto diet is. It breaks it down into ketones, and that's a poison to your body. So, you know, people got to be careful with what they're doing. You know, they just, it's the media thing. It's like, oh, don't eat carbs. Right. Don't eat carbs. Right. No, you need to eat carbs. You just don't want to eat a loaf of bread.
Excessive amount. Right. That's the thing. I feel like, especially in America, but I'm sure everywhere, people like, I mean, carbs are delicious. Carbs are delicious. Sugar is delicious. But like, and it's all, I mean, not so much sugar, but we do need it. We need these things. And I feel like the problem is people are gluttons and nobody knows, like, you know, when enough is enough. So then it's like, you know, when you want to lose weight, it's the media, like you just said, pushes the extreme opposite where it's like, don't eat any carbs. Don't eat right. any sugar. You know what I mean? And then you have people, you know, whatever, just not living the healthiest of lifestyles.
Well, I know when I was on my extreme healthiest and I was, and, you know, I lost a lot of weight and I was in really good shape, I know I would start my day with a small carb
right.
and like a nice fruit. And, you know, I would, you know, do my pre-workout stuff, you know, which isn't healthy for you either, but whatever. It gives you the energy to go through with it. You go, you work out hard. Then you, when you're done, you eat some protein and another carb. Because for one, if you work out hard and you take, even if you have some sugar, you know, you could work out, burn all these calories, do everything and drink a can of Coca-Cola if you want.
Right.
And it's not going to kill you. It's actually going to help you out because your body needs it to refuel a little bit. You know, it's not like, it's not healthy to drink, you know.
Drink Coke.
Floyd Mayweather, after he works out hard, he will drink a can of Coke.
What?
Yep. And he's Floyd fucking Mayweather.
Yeah, but soda, I don't know. Listen, I love soda. I do. You know this. I drink diet soda, but nonetheless, soda is really bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've seen some videos. It, like, totally erodes things. Like, that's terrifying. But at the same time, I love soda. Honestly, I was thinking about this recently. I believe, and I'm sure it's, I don't know about with diet soda, there's like something in soda that makes it addicting.
Oh, yeah. No.
I feel like in regular soda, it's all sugar.
Foods. All mainstream foods, there's stuff in it to make it addicting. The soda, diet soda, technically, I don't think it will really make you gain weight because it has no calories.
But it bloats you.
It will bloat you. But at the same time, it uses, you know, those fake sugars. And we've talked on this podcast before, I think episode 1 or 3, where we were getting into discussion about, you know, these things that we put in our bodies that we think is healthy for you. Like, I love Crystal Light. And I love Crystal Light not even because it's a diet drink. I just love it because I love the taste of it. But the sweetener, it's overly sweetened. And I've tried to cut back and use a little bit less pack in a water if I do drink it, or just don't drink it at all. But it's that stuff, and that stuff is even worse than regular sugar.
Right,
that stuff is bad for your brain. True. It makes you go fucking crazy.
It's true.
Too much aspartame.
Yeah, diet soda is no good for you either.
No,
it's not. I mean, you're not drinking the sugar, but like you just said, you're drinking all these like
chemicals
and shit. It's
literally foreign nasty chemicals you're putting in your body. But speaking about putting some sugar, these Chiefs really need to put some sugar in their bodies right now because now it's 31-9.
Yeah, they're not. I don't think they're going to come back.
They have a quarter.
Come back. They never.
They came back by 24 before. I know that, but now they're really cutting like it close.
12 and a half minutes left.
Listen, if Tom Brady starts acting old, maybe, you know, breaks a hip or some shit, I don't fucking know.
That's not likely.
But either way, fuck this game right now. I'm about to see Tom Brady. Tom Brady's about to score a touchdown right now. Let's see. Oh, look at this. Look at this. It's getting embarrassing. So, other than football right now, I know we talked about the platter that you made today, but I know you also got some big news from some company about to send you some spices.
Yes.
I honestly, she told me about this, but you know, sometimes I have in the ear, out the other. So I'm gonna let her explain this company a little bit.
Yes, this company, they're called Green Sahara. They're gonna be sending me some spice blends, maybe some snacks. I'm not sure what else they're sending
chips.
Me. Yeah, they make chips, they make jerky. Like I said, they make spice blends. So they're gonna be sending me some samples of things that I get to try. And then I'm going to post some stuff on my Instagram page. So if you guys want to see it, check it out. It's munchies_by_Marissa with 2 S's, 1 R, _. And yeah, should be coming soon. I hope it shipped out today.
I'm not allowed to say her tag anymore because I always fuck it up. So that's why she had to bring it up.
Yeah,
this
because
time.
Things go through one ear and out the other.
That's right.
Ain't that right?
I'll hear about this later.
It's no, all but right. It's exciting. I don't know.
I want to try these chips.
That's I hope they I send the chips. If they don't, though, I can make them.
Yes, but it's not the same.
Why?
Because you don't...
I've never made homemade chips before.
Fry your chips.
I can.
You always say I can fry
stuff. I can fry them.
You always tell me you can fry stuff.
I found the Instapot insert to fry. Yeah, the plot thickens. I found it.
Wow.
I have all kinds of accessories for it, and I found the one so I could do the frying. So
I want to
do that. And you know what? When we make our sushi platter, we could make tempura.
Right.
Maybe it'll go better than the first time.
I'm excited. I love food. Everybody out there knows I love food. So that's an exciting thing.
That's why we're a good match.
So either way, we're going to wrap it up now. Nice little short podcast for everybody. Figured I'd do one during the Super Bowl. Either way, I hope you guys have a good day, no matter what day you're listening to this podcast. Thank you again for all the support. I want you to stay tuned for all the video casts we're going to be doing. I got all the setup ready to go. Test runs are in trial now, and pretty soon we'll have everything out on video. Marissa, you'll see her too, but you know, she said she gotta do her makeup first, so
didn't want to do my makeup tonight.
Right, so once again, have a great day, guys. Be well. Be in love, I can feel my face when I'm with you, but I love it.